it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth in the game. Reed. Rush comes. Reed pumps. Fires. It is caught. Nate Borkichel brings it in and ties the game.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Friend of the show, Noah Eagle. We may have some news about his dad rejoining the show. We'll save that for maybe later in the week, but hopefully I'll have Ian Eagle on the show at some point soon. Baby Bird, Noah Eagle, with the call on NBC this past Saturday night as ND with an insane loss to Texas A&M, 41-40. Jake, I'm going to ask you to play the highlight again in a second. What I want everyone to listen to, and you get this sometimes, right? This phenomenon with crowd noise, where if you didn't know, you would think that maybe, like, this was actually, like, at Kyle Field, right? And this is an A&M home game, with the way the crowd sounds. This is actually, like, the exasperated cry of a crowd that's about to watch their favorite team lose. Listen to the noise the Notre Dame crowd makes when Texas A&M converts this miracle fourth down touchdown to tie the game and eventually would take the lead on an extra point.
Fourth in the game. Reed. Rush comes. Reed pumps. Fires. It is caught! Nate Borkichel brings it in!
It sounds a little bit like they're celebrating, but you know it's in South Bend. That is like, oh my God, we can't believe what just happened. Always love that. That's an interesting crowd noise there from Notre Dame. So the Irish, 0-2 now to start the college football season, with losses against Miami and Texas A&M. And we were asking this question. We talked about this with Brett McMurphy. We got way ahead of this here on You Better You Bet. What happens if Notre Dame loses to A&M? And starts the year 0-2. Those are the two best teams on Notre Dame's schedule, like to start the year, Miami and A&M. If they lose both and then win out, can the Irish get into the college football playoff at 10-2, having lost to the two best teams that they play? And some people say, well, it's Notre Dame, like definitely. Others are more in the camp that, like, no. Like the schedule, like the wins aren't going to be good enough. And we'll see what happens with the other teams that are contending. Like, how many losses are they going to have? I think people will find it interesting that at BetMGM right now, Notre Dame is a big plus price to make the playoff. So the expectation in the betting market is that Notre Dame will not make the college football playoff. Plus 230 is the price for ND to make the postseason. Plus 230 to make the postseason. It's not the most difficult schedule moving forward for Notre Dame. And I want to read it to everybody here. They are almost a 4-touchdown favorite at home against Purdue on Saturday. At Arkansas. Home Boise. Home NC State. Home USC. And that's the toughest game remaining. At BC. Home Navy. At Pitt. Home Syracuse. At Stanford. It's not the most difficult schedule. And I think people seeing that schedule and the price, plus 230 to make, and knowing it's Notre Dame, might be inclined to click that button and make that bet on Notre Dame. My opinion, I think Notre Dame is absolutely losing at least one more game this season. All anyone can say coming out of Saturday night's loss to A&M is, can Notre Dame please get Al Golden back from the Cincinnati Bengals? Which is just really funny for a multitude of reasons. Because the defense is hot garbage. It's terrible. This is not even close to the Notre Dame defense last year that helped get them to within a game of winning the national championship. Not even close. So yeah, like Notre Dame's going to beat Purdue this weekend. Here's a question for everybody. How many points is Notre Dame going to give up against Arkansas? How many points is Notre Dame going to give up against USC? I think they're losing at least one more game. At least one. And if they're going to win these games, these games are going to be high scoring. I think Notre Dame, and we how many times have we said this about Notre Dame? Like in our lives, the Notre Dame's going to be an over team. Like Notre Dame kind of feels to me right now like college football's version of like the Dallas Cowboys. Or like the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, they're going to give up points, but they can also score a lot of points as well. Like we saw on Saturday night, losing 41-40 to Texas A&M. So I'm not interested in betting Notre Dame to make the playoff. I think Notre Dame's going to miss the playoff. And I'm likely, like, if Notre Dame's going to be big favorites in games, like, I think they're going to be really hard to trust with this defense being what it is when they go up against pretty good offenses.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk a little Big Ten. Michigan, after losing to Oklahoma in week two, under the bright lights in Norman, Brent Venables stuffs Bryce Underwood in a locker. It did happen. I bet Michigan in the game, Femi bet Michigan. Look, it's a great performance by Oklahoma. John Mateer, Moneyline Mateer, one of the Heisman favorites. Oklahoma's looked good to start the year. We'll get to them in a little bit. They're a big favorite at home against Auburn this weekend. So Michigan bounced back on Saturday in a game that like nobody watched because they were playing Central Michigan and Biff Poggi or Poggi or whatever is the interim coach for Sharon Moore, who in like a longstanding history of Michigan coaches being suspended for games, Sharon Moore did not coach the game. And Michigan won, not figuratively, literally, by 60. Beat Central Michigan 63-3. And Bryce Underwood, who obviously struggled against Oklahoma, as a true freshman going up against the Venables defense, that's understandable, right? Bryce Underwood said after the game that he thinks that he's kind of turned, and I'm paraphrasing what he actually, this is not like a direct quote, but if you look up what he said, it's like the spirit of what I'm saying is definitely going to be the same. That he feels like he kind of like turned the corner, and he's better than he was even a couple weeks ago, used his legs way more, using his legs as a weapon, like, ran all over Central. Of course, like, consider the opponent. That's fair. But he feels like and sounds like a quarterback operating with way more confidence than he did in that Saturday night loss on the road in Norman. And if you watch Bryce Underwood play, even if he struggles, like, you can see he's just oozing with natural ability and talent. And that takes us to this Saturday's game. Michigan at Baby Mahomes. I don't even know if that's, like, fair. Like, is that even fair to call them that? Like, because they look alike? This is, like, it's, like, single white female. Like, it's creepy. Going up against Dylan Rayola. Femi says knock off Mahomes. Tyler says fat Mahomes. I called him that last year also, to be fair. Also, like, he's probably getting paid a lot of money to play quarterback for Nebraska. God bless him. Dylan Rayola. A nice Italian. A nice paisan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.